And our first guest, well, he's done an awful lot to expose the dangers and the lies about the southern border that the Biden administration has imposed on this country. Tom Fitton is a friend of the show who continues to oversee great work at Judicial Watch. He gives us so much transparency as the organization's president, and he joins us right now. Tom, great to have you back on the show.
Hey, Amanda. Hey, John. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, listen, these cases are piling up by the dozens. Violent criminals shouldn't be in the country. They commit a crime. An American pays the price, and Joe Biden just says, there's no there, there. Everything's fine. This is going to become a big issue in the fall, isn't it?
Oh, it's a big issue now. Speaker Johnson is facing a lot of criticism for not addressing it in the recent spending legislation that was passed by Congress to fund the government for the rest of the year. There's been no significant restriction on Biden's ability to enable this invasion. In fact, he may have an easier time of it because he will have more Border Patrol agents to bring these individuals through.
Yeah.
And a lot of them here at the specific invitation of the president of the United States, in the sense that he's made it clear, you get to the border and you ask for asylum or something like that, you'll be here free and clear for ever and a day, practically speaking. There's no interest on the part of the left or the establishment to throw these folks out. And it's very interesting to me when you hear the leftists and open border advocates say that illegal aliens don't commit crimes at any greater rate as citizens, while failing to acknowledge that the crimes would never have happened but for their illegal presence. Yeah. That's what's so outrageous about illegal alien crime. They're not supposed to be here. All of those people could have been alive or not raped or not robbed or whatever if the federal government and, frankly, the states had done their job to police this invasion and stop it from happening.
Yeah, doing their job. Competence. I feel like the American people should be able to expect that from their government. But you've uncovered another debacle with respect to the border. 200,000 deportation cases dismissed after DHS failed to file the paperwork with immigration courts. It could absolutely be incompetence. Could it also be an oops, wink, wink issue?
You know, when you're talking numbers like that, it frankly to me isn't surprising because it's just a small percentage of the overall claims that are pending before the federal government now. This is one of the big lies about our immigration system. They come up with these numbers, 5 million, 10 million, and they pretend that there's any agency undermanned that can handle it. They can handle it. So surprise, surprise, an entire portion of the caseload is knocked out because of paperwork errors. And it's sure to happen as night follows day. I mean, look at the Education Department and the financial assistance form scandal that they haven't been able to figure out over the last 6 months. Look at the implementation of Obamacare, which is still kind of a disaster. This is typical government, and in the case of the immigration system, it puts lives at risk because there are people who should not be here. They're here in violation of the law, and there are all sorts of costs, crimes, and other damage to our country as a result.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. I'm old enough to remember when the media on a big crime like this would have filed the FOIA request and tried to get the 9/11 call or things, but the media doesn't care about that now because it goes against the liberal narrative, but you care. Judicial Watch suing for the 9/11 call and the arrest reports in Lake and Raleigh murder. That's very important. Tell us why you're digging into this.
Well, because they haven't released it. And, you know, we've been around crimes like this long enough to know this is usually the first document,
right?
Either the audio and the initial arrest records. They're almost always immediately released. And they're pretending it's part of an investigation. Well, you know, Georgia law provides an exemption for these 911 calls and the initial incident and arrest reports. And I don't know what's going on here. My guess is it's either incompetence or politics. In this case, given the political pressure and the politics around this particularly tragic killing, I mean, the president of the United States had to focus on Ms. Riley's death, you know, in an embarrassing way for him at the State of the Union. But the American people have really been activated as a result of this poor girl's murder. And the fact that we're not getting the documents tells us that they've got political sensitivities as opposed to following the rule of law. They're hiding it to protect who knows who in Georgia or in the Biden administration.
Yeah. We are certainly going to stay on top of that. I know that you'll be putting out updates on that. I want to shift gears to what John was talking about at the top of the show. Whether it's John Solomon, Tom Fitton, Ken Paxton, Matt Schlapp, it seems like, you know, lies travel halfway around the world before the truth gets its pants on. I'm not going to be holding my breath for mainstream media to make any corrections to the record on the Ken Paxton or the Matt Schlapp case. But time and time again, we see this. The process is the punishment. How do we create a structure of deterrent so that this stops happening?
You know, and the salacious way in which the Schlapp material was reported, it was kind of sick and weird. And, you know, it looks like that whole thing was a farce. The claimant has completely run away from his claims. The case of Paxton has been, was it 10 years? Did this begin under the Obama administration? They've been harassing him. It's a further indictment of our system of justice here, where the left media echoes friendly claims at targets they all don't like, whether it be Matt Schlapp or the Attorney General of Texas, or obviously President Trump. But we should know it's not just, and this kind of, this is a reminder, it's not just Trump who's being victimized by lawfare. It's folks who are effective, public, and seen as dangerous by the left to their agenda. And you don't have to be high and mighty to get on their radar.
Yeah, that's a great point. Anyone could be taken down at any moment. That seems to be the strategy. Yeah. Tom, you mentioned Mike Johnson's inability to get anything done on the border in the final minibus, whatever they call it, omnibus, the big spending bill. It seems like they haven't been able to get most of what was on the top of their agenda, what they promised Americans. So far, no FISA reform, no spending cuts, no border solution. What do Republicans go into the fall election? What do they tell the American people about their their inability to deliver what they promised they were going to deliver?
I don't know. I think it's a challenge for them. At this rate, you have to wonder if there's going to be a Republican majority in November. There are just one or two retirements or illnesses or an event under the actuarial tables that result in a change in the House power. I think what's really unique about this situation is that we have a speaker who's kind of gone into a coalition government on these core spending issues with the Democrats. And to me, that's a remarkable turnaround. It's a remarkable political development. And it's kind of hard to make an argument, it seems to me, that this is the way to go afterwards. I guess they would say that we need more Republicans in Congress. But I don't know how many Republicans are going to get them to where they need to be. Given the willingness or the unwillingness to take principled stands against the current crisis. To me, if I were Speaker Johnson, I would have started talking 3 months ago. Look, we've got this deadline coming up. Right. I can tell you we're not going to fund government if it means continuing to enable the border invasion. That's just not going to happen. The American people don't want it, and it's not going to happen. And with that failure of leadership in some respects that have kind of put him behind the eight ball, So he has a tough issue to deal with a small majority. But on the other hand, I don't think he's taken the effective rhetorical steps and political rhetoric to get where he needs to be, even given the small minority, small
setting that
majority.
Narrative. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom, before we let you go, you have been so fantastic at you know, casting light on what's happening with respect to our elections and integrity, if there is any, of our elections. And in Milwaukee, they have accepted more than $1 million. I believe it's been dispersed among three different organizations. This is ahead of that state voting to ban Zuckerbucks and outside money like that. You can't claw back the money. Should conservatives just do the same thing? If you can't beat them, join them?
Oh, well, the danger for conservatives is they'll throw them in jail and come up with laws that they could have easily applied to Zuckerberg and company and all of a sudden just apply them to Republicans and conservatives, which is exactly what they've done on the election dispute cases tied to 2020. They made up new rules or pretended current rules applied to First Amendment related conduct. I think, you know, if as conservatives, they just need to make sure, and honest liberals need to make sure that the elections are fair and clean. And I think we're nowhere near that because of the continued use of mass mail-in ballots, the willingness to engage in conduct that undermines elections. We're going to be in an appellate argument on Thursday in Illinois, a big fight over whether Illinois can count ballots that arrive in the mail for up to 14 days after election, including those without a postmark.
Tom, we're going to be watching that case very closely. We're going to hit a hard commercial break. So sorry to cut you off there, my friend. Thanks for joining us. You're doing such great work. Transparency and Judicial Watch are synonymous in this great country.